Hello and welcome to another episode of VG Club. My name is Daxter23Jack, aka Viv, joined today by Chris, aka Korea9.
Hey.
Ben, aka BJK394.
Hey, hey.
Marcus, aka Cool Luck.
Hello, hello.
And Javi, aka Javiously.
What's up?
Very 90s response.
Yeah, yeah.
And today we are going to be talking.
Yeah.
And today we're here to talk about the 2003 hit Deliver Us Mars.
Hit?
Yeah, it hit somewhere on the target. Maybe not a bullseye, but it hit somewhere.
It hit well enough that it seems they're making a sequel to it. So, a second. Yeah. This is a sequel to Deliver Us the Moon. So, they're making a game called Deliver Us Home.
And it's supposed to be an open world game set 100 plus years in the future. And it's supposed to have Metroidvania elements.
Well, you're really unselling me on this thing, but all right.
That's what I saw when I went to their website. But yeah. Does anybody want to get us started by talking about what this story is?
I wish I could, because I started this game a couple of years ago, and when I was finishing it up, I'm like, what are they talking about? What did the dad do?
Sure. I could see how that would be a problem. How far did you get in originally and then pick it up, Marcus?
I got to, you're like, you'd fixed up an elevator, then you went to like another spaceship, and it was like when things were really starting to go wrong and the colonists had split into two groups.
Okay, so you had made it to Mars, though, like you crash landed already. And
oh, yeah. Like I had made it there and I'd made it past like the first zone and then had started like the next like little zone ship area.
Got it.
Yeah. But did you remember the sister died at the very least?
Yeah. I remember like the stuff that happened in this game. I felt like I remember, but when they were referencing like you remember the moon, I was like, no, I don't remember the moon. I didn't even know these were different people. Like honestly.
Yeah. No. I mean, like I just got the sense like there's that museum section at the beginning of the game. It kind of goes over like, oh, yeah, this is what happened in the first game. Dude gave his life to solve the blackout issue, but now biodiversity is wreaking havoc on Earth, and we're screwed unless you go and get these arcs that were hijacked several years ago.
What did Dad do?
He hijacked them.
The arcs. Yeah, he stole the arcs
not ready
from the moon.
I mean, like, it wasn't just him. Like, MacArthur was the one who kind of spearheaded everything, but...
And they took all the technology with them, like, left nothing for the people on Earth, which is probably why people on Earth were a little pissed.
But had they figured it out when they were on the moon? Or I thought they figured it out on Mars. Like, okay, now we know how to, like, geoform or whatever the name is, the atmosphere.
Yeah,
I think it was... Oh, go ahead, Chris.
The way they figured out whatever that green shit was.
Right. Yeah. But like that hadn't happened on the moon yet. I didn't think. That's
correct.
Just like,
right. Okay. They did that on Mars. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was an issue of like they had limited resources. And that's why, you know, I mean, your ship kind of fell apart trying to descend into Mars. Because in your sister's words, she made it on a budget, except she splurged on the window.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they duct taped that space shuttle together. But yeah, basic story. Earth has gone to shit. There are some seditionists that have originally they went to the moon and then they left the moon and went to Mars. We didn't know where they went, but you find a transmission from the one girl's dad that that this seditionist group is now on Mars, and they've kind of harnessed the arc energy. And so you go as a team of four on a mission to Mars to bring this ship back and help the people of Earth. It's the basic setup, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, the dad, in addition to like hijacking, he also let a bunch of people suffocate to death. That was lovely. Granted, yep. He wasn't the one who pressed the button to do it, but he's just like, if I let them live, they're going to make me go back. So I guess they have to die.
Was that the moment he became Heisenberg?
Yes, exactly. No, but yeah, story was probably the main thing going for the game. It took a while for me to get going. It started off really slow, but by the end, I was just like, okay, it's got its claws in me. I'm gonna see where this goes.
Were you mad at the spaceship startup sequence?
Oh yes, I hated that. I felt like such an idiot. Yeah. I felt like such an idiot. I was like, shit. Because there was like, wait, how much oxygen am I supposed to do? And then like, if you take too long, the sister's like, cat? Cat. It's just like, oh god. So I just started the sequence over again so I wouldn't have that pressure.
Yeah, that's such a weird sequence. Like, and they do it a lot. Like, they do it multiple times, just like having to fiddle knobs to launch a spaceship. And like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing here.
Oh yeah, it would have been different if they'd given you some sort of tutorial, but it's just like, oh yeah, you're a girl genius. You know how this all works.
I assume the character did training.
We weren't privy to it. To be an astronaut. Yeah, no, that wasn't important. Boring stuff.
You just gotta role play harder.
But yeah, no, I got. Truth be told, I got frustrated with this game at a number of points, both in terms of the narrative, but also in terms of the gameplay. It felt like when I was looking up kind of reviews and like critic feedback from this after I finished the game, it felt like half people were like, oh, the platforming sucked, but I liked the puzzles. And then the other half was like, the platforming was cool, but I hated the puzzles. So it's like everybody had something they didn't like.
I like them both.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
Yeah.
I just didn't like the budget the game had. It was really my biggest issue with it.
Yeah, I will say the game did not look very pretty.
Oh, it like, looked not great. Even... The game looked fantastic. What... It just the animations were lacking, and like the technical performance was.
Yeah. Okay. Rough. So I should clarify, the game looked all right. The character designs didn't look great.
Yeah. They were definitely lacking some expressions. Yeah, people were kind of hideous.
Like, oh god, no, I just like, I remember seeing the cat as like a kid, and I was just like, oh my god, this is such an ugly kid.
Well, even as adults, they sort of had a kiddie look to them. It was a little strange.
Yeah,
and like the story, like, the game heavily relies on you caring about the characters and relating to the characters, and for me, just looking at them, I'm like, oof, this looks like I'm running a game at like the very lowest settings possible. Like the hair is just like flat, like images usually. It just doesn't, nothing looks right. It all looks like temp art. And I feel like if they went for a more stylized look, whether it's like cartoony or whatever, like don't go for photorealism, because they kind of look like mannequins. They're like plasticky. I don't know.
Yeah, and the main character's like haircut, I don't know what they were going for with that. I was just like, yeah. I felt like there was clipping issues at first, and I'm like, oh, I guess this is what they look like.
I just kept like thinking, that can't be what she's supposed to look like, right? Like that, something's wrong with my drivers. I don't know.
Yeah, I play on Steam Deck, so I'm glad that that looked the way for everybody, I guess.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
No, and like essentially there's only like seven characters in this entire game. Everybody else kind of gets relegated to like the background. You've got the what was her, Rosa, that the doctor aboard the Ark, who kind of ended up spearheading the resistance faction. What was it? It was like Onward or Homebound or something.
Rosa was Homebound. They were the ones that wanted to go home. And then MacArthur, he was the leader of the Outward.
Yeah. Basically the vault overseer. I kept thinking of Fallout the entire time I was playing this game. But honestly, I didn't mind most of the characters, but I wasn't the biggest fan of what was her name? Sarah?
She becomes like the mission leader after Kat's sister dies, right?
Yeah, and she was just not likable in the slightest. And like, you know, the guy had some, he seemed pretty chill, but he also was like a white, kind of a wife guy that didn't really stand up against his wife, even when he's just like, I don't know if I'm okay with this decision. But whatever, I guess I'm getting married to you when we're getting home, so you're going to give me crap about this forever if I fight back against you.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm trying to remember. What was the sister's name? I am in your house.
Claire.
Claire, thank you. But yeah, no, I mean, like, we can get into it now or we can get into it later, but how did you ultimately feel about how the game resolved?
It's fine. It resolves fine. I mean,
about what you'd expect, right? It's like run of the mill for these kinds of games.
Like, oh, they're gonna get the special thing and bring it home, but we're not actually gonna see what happens with it.
Nope. And it seems like the next game isn't even gonna touch on that, or it's just gonna be like a side mention, like, oh, I guess blink blink blink. Huh.
Well, if it's on Earth 100 years later, then it worked out.
Oh, it's not on Earth. It's on another alien planet. To save Earth.
Fuck. I guess originally I thought the next game was called Deliver Us Earth. I didn't realize it was Deliver Us Home.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it should be.
They're going back to Earth. This game starts on with them escaping Earth. All that to just go back really makes you think.
And 100 years later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Kat is most certainly dead.
Yeah. It's going to be like Wall-E. There's going to be a plant.
Did any of you guys...
There's one plant in a boot, remember?
Oh, I thought a person turned into a plant.
Oh no, that would be cool.
that is a very different movie.
Yeah, I was like, I remember that in the movie.
Did any of you play Deliver Us the Moon?
Yeah, I did.
Just Marcus, I believe. Anybody else?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'd never seen either of these games or heard of them until now. So
was this very much like a mechanically similar? Deliver Us the Moon.
I don't remember there being a third person kind of approach to Deliver.
Yeah, I don't remember that either. I don't remember there being as much platforming in it. Yeah. I felt like the puzzles were similar, at least in the first half. Although I felt like Deliver Us the Moon was a little more atmospheric because there's a lot more mystery of like what happened here, like all together. And then there's also terrible like stealth portions in the later half of Deliver Us the Moon that they thankfully did not do here.
I'm looking at screenshots of Deliver Us the Moon, and it looks like you're always in an astronaut suit, which makes the graphics look way better because you don't see a person. Yeah.
Yeah, and all like there's only that character for most of the game. There's not like a team of people. You're not having cutscenes with them. You do have like those hologram kind of like flashback sequences where you're getting basically like audio logs, but I don't even think they're very detailed. It's more like just kind of like an outline.
Oh yeah, it very much reminded me of God, I'm forgetting the name of it. I think it was Tacoma, like the sequel or yeah. this spiritual yeah. sequel to Gone Home.
Yeah, that other space game. Yeah,
yeah, I like that one a lot more. Truth be told,
I see. I don't. I thought Tacoma was boring as hell.
Yeah, but it was more about like the interpersonal relationship.
Right. I mean, you value story in these things, and I like sort of a mix of gameplay and story. That's why the thing I was more thinking of when playing this sort of second half was that game that recently came out, Aphelion. I don't know how to pronounce it. You know, the other space game that's really like cinematic adventure focused. And it
other space game.
Got yeah, it. Yeah, the other one. I think it had its, you know, there's some similar DNA outside of that space portion where it's like, hey, we have some grand ambitions here, and it's just like where they spec'd their budget into was different. I felt like they put more into visuals with that one, but then they like forgot about the gameplay part like entirely. And so I was like, oh. Yeah, I mean, I guess I can do a crash sequence, but I would like to play more of the game.
You didn't get very far in Aphelion, did you?
No, I did the first like sequence and then started the next bit, and I was like, I haven't done anything yet.
Yeah, if you get into chapter 2 and 3, it does like the one character, she's more like platforming and exploration, and then you eventually get to play as the guy on the mission.
Oh, you do find him? Okay.
Yeah. Well, you never team up. Like, they are separated the entire time. Okay. So, like, his sequences are on a different section of the planet, and then hers are mostly, like, platforming and exploration. And he has, like, a broken oxygen tank. And so, like, you're trying to see how you can navigate, like, to get to the next oxygen refill station. Spoilers, there's a reason that there's oxygen refill stations on the planet. So,
gotcha. Does her platforming improve though? Because that was hers felt so like, is floaty even the right word? I don't know what was going on with that, but it was off, and it wasn't floaty for like, oh, you're on a planet, right? Like, no, it just didn't feel right.
Yeah, which is part of my complaint with Deliver Us Mars is like her platforming is there's just something off about it. Like they didn't QA it all the way. Like it just doesn't feel perfect. Yeah. It's not awful. It's just like it doesn't feel how you would want in a platformer. Like, and that's a lot of what Cat does in Deliver Us Mars.
I never googled Mars's gravity, but is it how different is it to our gravity?
That's
a good question.
I think it's similar. It's definitely not like Moon's gravity.
Yeah,
right.
There's more pull to it.
See, Mars gravity compared to Earth.
It's less, 38%.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so this definitely didn't feel like 38%.
Oh no, it did not.
Again, also off, but like not as much as that other one.
I guess I'm curious. So it's one of these things where like my first playthrough of the game, like I pretty much got to the surface of Mars and put it down, and then I immediately resumed in that quarry, and I think that was where I had the most frustration gameplay wise with the entire game. I don't know if I was just being stupid, but like I couldn't get that first climbing segment. And I was like, the quark climbing same. Segment was so much easier, and it felt like every time I tried to drop and like re-engage the hooks, kind of like save myself, it wouldn't engage, and I would fall down and like die like after falling like 6 feet.
Yeah, the climbing mechanic was very like it was very spotty about like what you could and couldn't hit on the wall. Like there was like definitely areas of the wall that are meant to be like attachable and ones that aren't, but I felt like that was very like off at times. Like something that looked like it should be able to be attached, you just couldn't. So like that was a weird thing with the climbing mechanic for sure.
Especially that like first big section that Dax was talking about in the quarry, like where we're climbing down, I think is mostly what you're doing there. And I think it feels better when you're climbing around the ship on like the orange stuff.
Even the ice. The ice felt better to me.
Yeah, that first section though, I was like, this is I put it down for a little bit. It's like I like that mechanic in other games. Like it's great in like Tomb Raider. Like it feels really good and just it felt off here.
Yeah, agreed on that front. And like by the I just like it was one of those things where I'm like, okay, maybe I just have to turn on the accessibility controls. And then I did. And I'm like, oh my god, this is worse. I have to go back.
Oh no.
I didn't even think to do the accessibility controls. For me, it just felt like there was like a weird input lag with those little pickaxes. Mm-hmm. And that would always like throw me off. And then you add that to the like you were saying, Ben, the sort of weird zones of where it like really took effect, and it just created a very strange sensation, which I honestly found just very interesting, because again, it just feels like, okay, so we see Tomb Raider where this like works great, and then we see this and it's just like it's so interesting how like a game can be so similar and the execution like can just completely derail the whole thing. I thought that was really really cool, because again, they're like they're swinging. That was the thing that Chris, I don't remember that being in the first game. I don't think that was a mechanic that first go around. So it's like they're trying to do more here, but
yeah,
they did not nail it.
Then Javi, I'm curious, how far did you get in this game? Did you finish it or?
No, definitely didn't finish it.
Okay, where did you get to? Just out of curiosity.
So her dad left. I did like the first couple of puzzles. They were like mostly laser puzzles, to open up some certain things. I didn't get very far, honestly. Like I didn't have a ton of free time this week to work on it or to play it, and then. I was just not feeling what I did play, but like the graphics were kind of off-putting. The story wasn't really doing anything for me. And then the puzzles and gameplay were just kind of like falling flat. And I was just like, I'll get back to this when I get some time. And it just never came. But honestly, when you said, what'd you guys think about the ending or about where the story went? And Chris just kind of went, it's okay. I was like, okay, cool. I didn't miss out on anything. No. I think I made the right call.
This is very much like, I know some people have problems with ascribing like number scores to games, but this felt very much like a 3 out of 5, 6 out of 10 game.
That's actually exactly what I scored it.
It's just like I appreciated what I was trying to do, but I was also kind of like, even though the narrative was the strongest component of the game, like Sarah, who becomes such a huge part of the game, she never really became like likable to me, and I was frustrated with Kat as a main character, because even though she's like what, 17, 18, so still a kid.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, she was just like, why are these people fighting? And I'm like, these people got kidnapped. Of course they want to go back. And then the other half are like, we can't go back. We'll get all arrested. And it's just like, well, maybe you'll get arrested. But I think we can make a case for everybody else.
Yeah, that was kind of strange. In the opening, just like, okay, she's clearly a child because she has a gigantic head.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's a time jump, and it's still the same head, just a little smaller. And I'm like, okay, I guess she's older, but how much older? I got no sense of that. I'm sure the game tells you in other ways, but I was like,
I think it was like young. 7 or 10 years, because yeah, I think she was like 7 in that flashback sequence, and then you cut forward to her being like 17, pretty much a fully functional adult, but still has some emotional maturing to do.
Gotcha.
I don't know if I describe 17 as a fully functional adult.
Body wise.
No. Don't like that.
In that world, maybe.
I was just I'm just saying she's done. She's nope. done with okay. Wow. Well, you could have told me she's 18 and I would have believed it, but it seemed like her sister was still her legal guardian. That's all I was saying.
I mean, at one point the sister's like the legal guardian. That goes back towards the, like, I don't really know where some of the stuff happens in the timeline. I know that it's 10 years between the two games. So, like, and the dad was, like, presumably gone longer than that. So.
Yeah, he lost his wife and was just like, okay, fuck Earth. And then, to a degree, he's almost like, fuck his older, screw my older daughter. She can just die. I just care about Kat. And it's just like, thanks a lot, Dad?
Yeah, that scene in particular was just like, damn. What was his deal with the older sister? Like, was it just the bad Earth go space good that, like, he started disliking her from that because he was trying to train them up for space? Or I didn't really understand where that rift between those two, like, sort of came from.
Well, I mean, like, she was pretty much expected to be the full-time guardian, the mom, after died, and then the dad was like, peace, I'm going out on a sabbatical to the moon, and then would just come back and be like, I want to do the fun parts. I want to do the fun parts of parenting with a cat. Like scuba diving and climbing.
See, it felt, the way it played out to me seemed more in line with, like, Interstellar, where, hey, Earth's dying, we got this crazy long shot to fix it, and like the dad goes and volunteers for that. So it didn't seem so much like there's hookers and blow on the moon, I gotta go, I'll be back. Like it very much seemed, at least from the early bits, that he felt drawn to that mission, and then yeah, was clearly using it as a way to sort of deal with the grief and escape a bit, but it just seems so strange that, I don't know, it seemed like the rift with the daughter had happened before that, you know, that bit where he's coming back later on, but maybe I just misunderstood.
The read I got on it was he didn't, like, I mean, we get this later in the game, like when Kat actually finally meets up with him and he's like, no, there's nothing left on Earth. Like it's not savable. Basically. I think he got to that point before he actually took Kat, and his daughter was very much like, no, I want to stay on Earth. Like we should save this place. I think that's where the rift came from. It's just not.
Yeah. And I think there's also a part of the dad who just like, blamed humanity for the tornado or a typhoon or whatever killed her. High winds.
I mean, he definitely blamed, like, yes, because humanity has like fucked up the environment to the point where it's like Earth's getting uninhabitable. And also, I mean, he blames himself and he blames his wife a little bit as well, because he wanted,
I mean,
to
why
move.
Didn't we move?
Yeah.
Why?
Right. Like they could have moved. Like he thought all this bad shit would happen, but he, like, because he loved her so much, I guess, and didn't want to upset her, he was like, all right, fine, we'll continue to stay here, and then bad shit happened.
Yeah. So I think just fatigue, and he was just like, okay, I'm gonna spend all of my energy on saving a small portion of us. But, you know, in many ways his character reflected Sarah, even though like they're kind of very much like the they're very much at odds.
Yeah,
but at the same time, they're both motivated by like fear. And kind of letting their fear kind of make their decisions for them.
Are we going to shit talk Sarah some more now? Because
oh yeah, we can.
She's getting on my nerves.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I just like
he prefers the daughter that immediately destroyed the toy that he bought her and said, "Don't destroy this,"
and consistently does it.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna take him scuba diving. It's just like, okay.
Mm-hmm. I asked you not to do that.
I don't care. Okay. Yeah, no, and I guess, like, for some reason, I thought, like, it was gonna be, like the reason why Sarah hates the dad. I thought it was gonna be darker, because, you know, at the beginning, we see that, like, scar. And then, like, Kat was talking about, oh, when I was younger, I was sick. I thought, like, literally the dad was just like, okay, I'm going to take this unconscious woman and, like, rip out her kidney to give to my daughter or something like that. And then it was more just like, oh, no. He, like, screwed up her chance of fixing things and contributed to the blackout.
Well, so there was a point in the game, again, when I'm playing with this sort of gap between both the first and second game, and then the beginning of the second game and finishing it up, where I was like, wait, was she the protagonist of the first game? Is that why she's like extra pissed because she had to deal with all that? No, that apparently wasn't the case. So I'm like, oh, I also have that same sort of feeling of like, she's like really gung-ho against this dude. And I wish the game did a better job of really showing like why. Because, you know, like we mentioned with the fiance, the lover boy, it's like he's much more like chill, easygoing with what's going on. He's nowhere near as like, nah, we gotta kill him. Like it wasn't like Last of Us Part 2 where like, oh yeah, we gotta fuck this guy up. Some of us want to do it a little more than others, but we all want to do it. Like it the range of like motivation there was off to me.
Yeah, and I feel like they could have done a lot more with their two characters. Also, was it weird for you when, like, the sister was like, oh, do you fancy the other two people on our mission? And it's just like, they're getting married. Why would I fancy them? And it's just like, I felt like there was this, like, weird, like, preference, like, oh, we might end up stranded on Mars. So, hint, hint. It's like, what?
Gotta be honest with you. I don't remember that.
Yeah, no, it was so weird.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
What game are you playing?
It was when she was out like spacewalking and like fixing the piece of debris from like the engine. I did not imagine this. Please, somebody
I'm sure you didn't. I just a lot of that dialogue I was like, none of this is important. I just want to cut the stuff off the spaceship because this is fun.
Yeah, I had an important job to do.
Right, because for me, I do remember in that beginning portions of the game, the sort of relationship with the sister was also something I wasn't a huge fan of. I was just like, this is odd. There's a lot of like really like interpersonal stuff happening right now when there's a presumably big thing y'all are trying to accomplish. So it's like, can we stay on task here? But I don't doubt that happened, Dax. I just don't know if your pirated game was the same game we all played.
Ugly child, check. Oh, I'm sorry, that was horrible on my part. But no, we definitely played the same game.
Okay. I was worried you were talking about an unfuckable child, which, again, had me raising some eyebrows.
What are we doing?
I'm just saying ugly child in the sense that her head was just so massive.
Wow. Wow, really judging this poor child, huh? Their massive head.
Yeah. I will judge. Well, it's like the ugly baby from The Simpsons.
I'm trying to remember that reference. I feel that's one I should know. That one's on me.
It's just like, I think it was Homer was running for mayor, and then he's just like, you know how that stereotype where they have to like kiss the mayor or kiss a baby, and then he's just like, bleh.
Those are the two options, the mayor or the baby. Guess one.
Exactly. Okay, well, apparently I'm going nowhere, and the more I talk, the crazier I'm going to feel. So I'm going to give it over to Ben. Ben, how did you feel?
I mean, I guess about the game in general, it's like, yeah, it's the story was good. You know, it my main problem with it was just like the finicky controls. Everything just didn't feel that great to do. Like, you know, the climbing mechanic was all kind of finicky. Even the, like, the laser puzzles were like off at times. Like, for the most part, I think the laser puzzles did a good job of, like, especially if it was like one of those like movable beam thingies that you had to hit, it did like a decent job of like following it if you were moving it, so you didn't have to like constantly rework the laser grid every time you had to do like a tiny minute adjustment. But yeah, I mean my main problem with it is like everything just kind of felt not as tight as it should.
No, fair enough. And maybe this was just me, but I kind of felt like an idiot with those laser puzzles. I was just like, especially the one above, what is it, Arc Habitas? Like, the second time you're there, like when you discover all the colonist bodies, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just was like, what am I supposed to do? And it's just like, oh, you were supposed to get the robot and move it like a couple of inches over. And I was like, I tried that. Why didn't it work before? So I thought I was, I just felt like an idiot doing a lot of those puzzles.
Yeah, some of the stuff is just finicky, right? Like, it's like, I did that. And it's like, I lined it up. Why isn't it working? And then you do it again and, like, basically do the same thing you just did. And this time it works. Like, it's a bit annoying.
There was one near, I want to say near the end, where there was the lasers on either side of the thing that was in the sky, and it had two little things you got to power up on either sides of it, and then the one like right in front of one of the lasers. Yep. And I had a hard time with that because I didn't find one of the pieces you needed to use. I didn't realize there was like a piece behind some rubble. Like I found one of the ones that was up high. I was like, yeah, of course, that one's like in my line of sight. But the other one, it was just, I thought it was just more rubble. I didn't realize it was, oh yeah, no, you can just go pick that up and like you can use that splitter too. And once I had that second splitter, I'm like, oh, okay. Like now there's an actual solution. Before I was trying every combination because I'm like, this is impossible. There's no way. Like, I don't know what they, like I was trying to do different combinations of the left, right, and in the middle. Think like, oh, okay, maybe if I just do some of that, then it'll work. No, I just didn't have all the pieces of the puzzle, which is frustrating.
Was this within the crashed arc, that one?
Yeah, it's if you're talking about the one with the two splitters and everything's kind of like dilapidated. Yeah, it's you're trying to power up the thing at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I thought there was three splitters in that puzzle, so that's why I was confused.
Yeah. Sorry. The
yeah. There's a splitter on the far end of the left, and then there's another one kind of hiding on the left hand side. But you only need the one for the right hand side, which splits into two there. So it's a little bit frustrating because if you don't find that one, you end up like Marcus, just like running around in a circle going, what am I missing?
Yeah, I was flying around the drone, just being like, maybe the drone needs to do something here. Yeah. And it was with the drone that I eventually like saw the thing, or it might have even done like the little UI outline of the thing. It was like, oh, hey, that's an interactable. I was like, oh shit, okay.
And it's just stuff like that where it's, if that had been better, like those moments should be like, yeah, I figured this out. That's cool. Like you should get that like aha moment. And instead it's like, oh, good. I'm glad that's over and I can move on to what's next. Like, it's just, it's not that it's bad. It's just not
good.
Yeah. It's just like flat in the middle. Like, it's like, this is fine, I guess. Like, there's parts that are better than others, there's parts that are worse, and it never rises above it all.
Yeah. I kind of wanted more space stuff. I kind of like just like cutting out the pieces, but maybe that just means I need to play a space salvager game.
That's true. There's that one game devoted entirely to that. Ugh, that game went on for a long time.
The salvaging one?
Yeah, Heart Space Shipbreaker?
Yeah. I heard good things about that.
It's fun for a while, but I wanted more variety with what I was doing. And like, yeah, it scales, but that really wasn't the variety I was looking for in that. It's just very much, it was a game that came at a time where I wanted more of a game rather than just like, no, get me really deep into this one thing. I just didn't want to hyper-fixate on anything.
Fair enough. But, yeah, and I guess besides, we've talked a lot about kind of graphics, kind of the gameplay and the story, but how did you y'all feel about the voice acting? I think one of, like, Sarah, her voice actor was the one that did Jill Valentine?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that. I liked the hologram voice acting. I thought there were some good moments and scenes from that. Especially like when stuff starts going wrong, people have a little more energy in their voice and urgency and desperation starts to creep in. Like those bits, I thought were delivered pretty well. And because they didn't need to undercut it with like bad animation and bad cutscenes, it hit better.
Yeah,
yeah, Chris said, like more kind of cartoonish stylized. And I'm sorry for interrupting you, Ben.
Oh yeah, I just think overall, all around the voice acting was pretty good. The father kept distracting me because I'm like, where do I know that voice from? I'm like, oh, that's Astarion from Baldur's Gate 3. And then once I figured that out, I like couldn't see him or hear him as anything else but just like the vampire guy from Baldur's Gate.
I wouldn't have guessed that, but personally, I feel like those are two very different characters. So good for that VA.
Yeah, he was also Heisenberg in Resident Evil Village.
Oh. Hmm. Well, I can tell you he wasn't Vision in the MCU, but boy, did I think he was.
Paul Bettany?
Yeah. So often I was listening to those logs. I'm like, is that
Jarvis?
Yeah. He's just British.
And yeah, so I think the last, did any of y'all have any like final thought, anything you wanted to add before we got into our final thoughts?
You like to ask about bugs sometimes, and there is a bug that almost prevented me from finishing. Well, outside of me losing a game save, and I had to go find one on the internet and then put it in the folder to recoup some of of the time. Yeah,
ouch. So.
Yeah. I was worried. I was like, am I gonna have to just like watch this on YouTube? Because I was really starting to get down to the wire. But I
going to
that
extent
enough progress.
For this game is interesting.
Part of it was just because I had played so much of it. I'm like, I'm gonna finish this freaking game.
I remember I had to like in terms of bugs on my end, a lot less severe. I'm so sorry you had to go through that, Marcus. But for me, like, what was it? When you're getting, when you're trying to access the pharmacy to get painkilling meds for Sarah, I was placing down some like splitters, some dampeners, and I got stuck, and the game wouldn't let me move, so I had to restart and do the puzzle all over again. So I lost about like 20 maybe.
So you know the sequence near the end after they discover you listening to like your dad's blog, and you run out of the spaceship. So when you're on the elevator, that's like the beginning of that save. I go down, exit the spaceship after winding down, because at first I was like, where am I supposed to like go to a computer? Like what am I supposed to do here? But I get out of the spaceship. There's no rover. So I go back the way I came, thinking like, oh, well, when I drove up here, I had stopped the rover, like back by those rocks. Maybe that's where the rover's going to be. So I ran over there, no rover. I ran for probably like 3 or 4 minutes, nothing. So I was like, oh, weird. It must be a bug. Let me reload. when you reload, it's you're back on the elevator. So go through that sequence again. We're like, where are you going? And it's like a couple minutes just to get out of that spaceship. I get down, no rover. So I run the other direction, the way that the rover would have taken you if you were driving. I ran for 15 minutes. My character's like running out of oxygen. Dang. And I was just thinking, because like the music's still going in the background, you know, it's like, here's the climax stuff. So I'm like, oh, maybe she's just really desperate to get to her dad. And I just got to run. This is just some weird sequence the game's doing. It's like Death Stranding all of a sudden.
Yeah, I was going to say, the end of Death Stranding with the credits rolling, you're running around for 20 minutes.
Yeah. But then I hit an invisible wall and I was like, oh, well, no, this wasn't right then.
Kojima did it right.
Yeah, so this time I'm like, it must be something wrong with the game. Let me just restart the entire app. So restarted the app, and yeah, sure enough, I load back at the elevator, get down out of the spaceship, look to my right. Oh, there's the rover. Well, fuck, that was like 25 minutes. I just wasted thinking like, oh, the game just has something else in store for me.
Did you try all three autosaves?
No, because the time stamps on my autosaves were fucked up.
So they saved you while you were out there running. Ah, gotcha. Okay.
No, I don't even know that. They were like, they were showing like 12 noon, you know, I was doing this in like the evening. So I'm like, I don't want to lose progress again. I'm not going to risk those autosaves. I'm just going to come back.
That happened to me too. I thought it was something with my computer. I was just like, oh, maybe I need to readjust the clock.
Yeah, so this game had a lot of weird stuff, like, oh, you know, speaking of computer, you can't use your controller on it. I was like, what, why not?
What do you mean you couldn't use your controller?
So I was playing on the Epic Game Store and I could not connect my gamepad to play there. I had
That's
to do mouse and
wild
keyboard.
Yeah, I was playing on Steam.
I was playing on Steam and I played the entire game with the controller.
Yeah,
I played it. I played it on Epic as well, but I played on my handheld, and that had no problem.
It worked fine on Steam Deck for me.
Yeah, I was just on my desktop with Epic, and yeah, just would not recognize the controller. So I was like, well, I guess this is what we're doing.
Wild.
Yeah.
So your pickaxes are left and right mouse click, by the way.
No, that's wrong. That's bad.
Yeah, that is bad. Oh god, my fingers would hurt so much.
It wasn't great. Yeah.
I'm surprised you're as positive on this game as you were.
This sounds nightmarish.
It's so fucked up in so many different ways. I just find it so interesting as a game because, like, the first one was like an early access game of sorts where, like, they did part of the game and then the back half that was, like, worse than the rest of it, they finished, like, later when they were doing the full release. And so it's like they just their whole approach to stuff is just so weird to me. It's like what's that channel that like does all the game documentaries? Like, follow these people around.
No,
I didn't see what the fuck they're like.
No Clip.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I know what you're talking about. It's by the Irish dude, right?
Yeah.
No Clip.
Yeah. No Clip.
Yeah. No Clip.
It's that would be. I would watch a documentary on these people, their weird way of making shit.
Yeah, because
they have ambition.
They're right. From the same country Guerrilla Games is from. It's one of the northern European countries. I want to say
Earth.
Earth.
Oh.
Wow, that has some implications, Bobby.
It does? I don't even know.
Yeah, you're saying all of Earth is represented by North European culture? Wow.
He didn't say civilization.
I didn't say that. What the fuck?
They're in the Netherlands.
They're from the planet.
Yes, not Northern Mars, Northern Earth.
That's where your mind went.
Oh, well.
But, yeah, no, in terms of final thoughts, well, I guess before I get to that, did you guys because after I finished the game, I kind of hopped online to see if there was like any discussion about the ending, because I was left being like, huh, and just kind of reading over everybody's different takes on it. And a lot of people were like, they were expecting like a choice at the end, and they're just like, oh, I decide with Sarah? Really? So that threw some people off.
I mean, I guess, like, based on how other games, like normal games, are delivered, like, you might, maybe you expect, like, a choice or something in this, because that's a pretty standard kind of gameplay mechanic trope at this point for games. But I don't know, there were no choices in Deliver Us the Moon. This seemed
okay,
like a pretty
so you were
linear,
expecting this.
Yeah, like it's a linear, like they have their story to tell and you're gonna walk through it. Like, you know, you're gonna do sure. your little platforming sections, you're gonna do your little puzzles. But I didn't come out of there going, oh, like why wasn't I given a choice? Like,
I guess I just wasn't expecting Kat to like pretty much kill all of the Mars colonists. I thought she was going to come up with like a solution, like, oh, we can pretend everybody here was part of the population that got kidnapped, and my dad will be the only one who has to serve time or something like that. Nope, just leaves them there to like.
But who got kidnapped? That's the thing I don't get. Like, they all left willingly. It's just some of them wanted to go home after a while on Mars.
Yeah.
No, Rosa said something different. I could have sworn she was just like, not all of us had a choice. And like when she was coming out of like stasis, she was being accompanied by like guards. Do you remember that?
No. I don't.
No, I remember her being accompanied by guards, but that was when MacArthur kind of like, he basically arrested her for kind of trying to cause a mutiny.
At the very beginning, before the mutiny.
Yeah, I don't remember that piece.
Yeah, I think like some of the people were on Moon, kind of just in cryo sleep, and were kind of like, they were in cryo sleep so that they wouldn't be using up like precious like resources, and then they woke up on Mars, and some of them were like, "What the fuck." And then others were like, yeah, I did want to go to Mars, but now if I'm going to die, I want to see my family first.
Yeah.
So there was a mix of people.
I mean, I guess, like, based with my knowledge of the first game, like, the people that were on the moon and eventually went to Mars, like, they were all part of Mission Outward to start with. Like, there was no, like, we're going to go from the moon back to Earth. So I didn't even catch that in this one that she was talking about that.
Yeah, informed consent wasn't a thing for all the colonists. That's all I'm saying.
Just nothing I caught on either. But it's been so long since I did the beginning of this game that I don't doubt that happened. I assume you did. You just play it like in the last week, right?
Yeah, I pretty much finished up Demon School, and then I did the game in like 3 or 4 nights.
I feel like I shouldn't ask about Demon School, but okay, that makes sense then. Well, it's so fresh.
How's Demon School?
Demon School is actually pretty awesome. Not what I was expecting, but it, I don't know, just like as somebody who likes kind of Persona games. It
Those children weren't ugly.
Did it let you make a choice at the end?
Oh yeah, you got like 12 different choices.
Hell yeah!
Jeez. There you go.
How many hundreds of hours was that thing?
A real video game.
I think there's only like 30 something hours. I would honestly highly recommend
that's reasonable.
It.
Reasonable. Yeah, that's reasonable.
And like I came in thinking it would be an RPG like Persona, and it ended up being kind of more of like a tactics puzzle game.
Oh. Tactics, you say, huh?
And you turn Marcus directly off.
We don't do those.
Yeah, grid-based tactics, your favorite genre.
Is there a card, is there a roguelike card fucking deck builder in there, too? That'd be great.
Well, yeah.
No, but I would seriously recommend it. And no, I don't think it was that long, but let me check how long to beat. But yeah, while I'm doing that, Ben, did you have any thoughts on the ending?
It definitely seemed to kind of come out of nowhere, because I feel like after the whole MacArthur mutiny thing and then they got rid of him, it seemed like the other colony they built was like pretty chill and peaceful, but then Also, they just show up and like steal everything and like, yeah, basically sentence them to death. So it seemed like, I don't know, maybe those colonists didn't quite deserve that, but.
Yeah, and then there's like that ending scene where like it tries to be like the wife guy is just like, oh, I took care of the colonist. It's all right. I'm going to emotionally suppress this for another 9 months.
It was just the people who were breaking into his ship, right? Like, because we see before that that they fixed the thing that the main girl breaks. So, like, some colonists clearly survive the exit of the arcs.
Yeah, but the thing is they were getting, like, resources like oxygen from the arcs, so they're screwed.
Nah, they'll figure it out.
Okay, you have a lot of faith in them, apparently.
They have those plants, right? I thought the plants at that point would create some oxygen.
But didn't the plants have like a high risk of mutation that could have affected future yields?
Well, I assumed that since the colony was stable at that point, that they had hashed out those mutations in the like the one we see in the future.
And who doesn't like some X-Men plants anyway?
Yeah, sure.
That's right.
Da-da-da-da-da. Sorry, I'm thinking of X-Men 97 right now.
Yeah. Just normal X-Men animated series, right?
Yeah,
that's the continuation of the 90s one. I know. Not Evolution, but...
Yo, Evolution. Underrated.
Have you seen it again recently?
Not recently, but a couple, let's say like 5-6 years ago,
It's recently enough.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, then I'll also believe you, because I just remember that from being a kid and being like, well, it's not the other one, but I guess I'll watch it.
But yeah, to answer your question, Marcus, Demon School, it doesn't sound like it's your cup of tea, but it's only like 30 hours long if you do the main story.
Gotcha. Well, if any of the services would like to give it to me, I will maybe play it then.
Yeah. But yeah, overall, I think kind of what I said earlier, kind of in regards to Chris, it's very much a 6 out of 10 game. It has a lot of flaws, but there's also something special in here that kept me kind of playing to the end. So I think, you know, it deserves accommodations for that at the very least. What about you, Javi? I know your time with the game was shorter, but.
I don't have anything to say about the end of this game, but I do have something to say about the end of this podcast. Deliver us the next game. How about that?
Okay. Good transition. I think I got some titles that Javi's gonna like.
Nice. Ooh.
Oh, so you're the chooser this time, Dax?
Mm-hmm.
You're glad the one who chooses. You're
prepared for this, because I had also no idea.
I don't know if I was the last one that's supposed to give thoughts, so I hope I didn't cut off anybody else's.
before we move on to Dax's picks, I just like Marcus. I'm kind of glad you picked this. It's a game I've been wanting to play for a while, and then coming off of Project Hail Mary in the movies, like this was a fun kind of space game to follow it up with. Then I followed it up with Aphelion and then Pragmata,
Pragmata.
Which is just a really good game. Like Pragmata is excellent. You should all play that. It's better than this.
Hopefully this is one of Dax's selections.
Yeah. After watching Hail Mary, I played this game and I'm like, what the hell is this?
There's Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling's not in here.
Nobody that handsome exists in this game, I'm afraid. Yeah.
It's no fun talking rock.
Yeah. No constant Rocky references. That's what I live for.
Well, if you just go to like Mars and you can stare at a rock and talk to it for a while.
Sure.
You can pretend. Pretend one of them's Rocky.
Dang.
What about you, Ben?
I'm glad I played it. Like the vibes of the game are pretty good, but like, yeah, overall, I think it's, 6 out of 10 for sure. That's fair assessment for sure.
Question for you, Dax. Right. Are you going to play Deliver Us Home?
Oh, if it's on a service, but kind of same answer you gave for Demon Skull.
Right. Yeah. That's about where I am now too. I honestly, before hearing what the next game's going to be, I was considering, you know, spending real human dollars on that. But maybe if reviews are like, oh my god, you guys got to see this. It's like the next big thing. I don't think it's going to be. But I'm just interested by these devs. So like, I'm going to keep an eye out for it.
Yeah, I'll play Deliver Us Home when it comes out.
But yeah, that's Deliver Us Mars. It's a flawed game, but I mean, if you find it for cheap and you are interested in the story or the atmosphere, I don't think it's a bad game to pick up a play. It might not be your cup of tea, but there's something special to it. And yeah, and with that said, we will move on to choosing our next game. And I've got a select. I listed a lot.
I don't mean to put my thumb on the weight, but everybody should vote for Skyward Sword. Because I haven't.
Then I'd have to play Skyward Sword. And then you'd have to play Skyward Sword. I don't know if you want to do that.
I do. I've always wanted to.
It's the one 3D Zelda I've never really put a lot of time into. Yeah,
there's a reason for this, y'all.
Yeah. I get to the dousing rod or whatever, the dousing feature on the sword, and I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Did you try playing the Switch version of the game?
I did try, and it doesn't feel good, but I'll try. I want to try.
Just sort of sounds like y'all have played it already and know what it is.
Yeah, I get to the same spot every time. But it'll be different this time.
I think I'm in the same spot as you, Javi, like where I start it and like, and then I just do not make it very far into it. So that's why I chose it.
Yeah.
Question for you, Dax. What is the Spirit Swap Lori beats to match 3-2?
Sorry, lo-fi beats to match 3-2.
Oh, yeah. That just came out, right?
It came out, I think, earlier this year or the latter part of last year. But yeah, it's still fairly new.
That was on what was it called? The Cozy Game Showcase or whatever. And yeah, it looked good.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it isn't going to win, but I would still highly recommend the game. It's kind of like a dating friend simulator with like a witchy twist to it, and the puzzle elements are pretty fun.
You're also unselling me on this one. let's see. Oh, I am dead. Okay,
Mark.
Yeah,
you heard it here. Marcus is at anti-witch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, an anti-dating simulator games. It's a little.
I knew it.
Well, don't like that. some of these reactions were epic.
They're all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, I meant to put the sad dread quitting on lo-fi beats. My bad.
Oh,
I'm gonna fix that real quick. There we go.
Is that everybody?
I will say Epic Mickey runs absolutely gorgeous on the Steam Deck. It looks wonderful. You can run it on max settings.
Is Epic Mickey in the Kingdom Hearts universe?
No. Mickey is a lot, well, at least his original incarnation was a lot meaner. Like, if you look up some of the concept art for that game, like, he used to be like, freaking like, oh, wow. That's a really evil Mickey.
Just a Nordic Mickey.
Yeah, the box art for Epic Mickey looks way cooler than the actual game looks.
Agreed. That box is fantastic artwork on the box. Looks like maybe we're missing one vote. Somebody not vote a second time.
What if I played Skyward Sword either way?
You can do that. That's actually always been an honor.
Am I allowed to do that?
That's true. Yeah.
I'll do it with you, Javi, because I've already played Epic Mickey, which seems to have won here. So
we'll have a
like I voted for it, but I know it's not good.
Epic Mickey.
Yeah, it's fine. But I tried Hat in Time before. I just It was really
okay,
hard.
Okay, now it's tied. we have to decide between Skyward Sword and Epic Mickey.
Oh no!
No, Sophie's choice.
Oh shit!
Damn.
I guess Skyward Sword suddenly got 6 votes. We're
running away with it.
It's weird how he voted 4 times though.
Okay, so I'm the chili pepper. Chili peppers. I'm guessing Javi, you had the link emoji. What's the other game you voted for? Hat in Time.
Lo-fi beats. Lori beats. We could post on social media just Skyward Sword or Disney's Epic Mickey, and then just like if anybody responds with either, that's a point on that game.
Well, if you still use social media, then have at it. I'm down.
Yeah, you probably have more followers than me, Chris.
Chris, you do.
You want to post? You want me to post Skyward Sword or Epic Mickey?
Yes,
make a little poll and see what people vote
just
for.
That.
Okay. It's going to be Skyward Sword, and I will accept that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I Epic Mickey, like there, it was a PlayStation Plus kind of free game, and I figured it was kind of more towards like the 10-12 hour spectrum. I think the remake shaved like 2 or 3 hours off the game.
Mm.
And Skyward Sword, I think it's going to be enjoyable, but it's also going to be a 35-40 hour game. So that's all I will say.
Yeah, but it's Zelda. It's peak.
Yeah. And I just got done playing Wind Waker HD, and I want more Zelda. So you're making a good case, Javi.
Go play Tears of the Kingdom, man, for Switch too.
It never got better than Wind Waker. I'm sorry. I know the Breath of the Wild and all that formula. Everybody's so happy with it. Wind Waker, man.
You're just like the Squidward meme, like looking at SpongeBob and Patrick having fun, and you're just like old 3D Zelda fan.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Simpler times, simpler games.
But yeah, no, I guess so we have a tie between Skyward Sword and Disney's Epic Mickey, and we'll find out who wins next time.
Wow, I'm on the edge of my seat.
On the next exciting episode of VG Club.
Well, but and that's we'll find out before that, right? Because we got to play some.
Yeah. I'll let you know tomorrow.
Oh yeah, I figured. Right. So. Yeah.
No, we'll meet up. To play them both, and we'll just find out what we're playing then.
Yeah. All right. So
just take the guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, right, like, let's see who else is in here. We could ask.
Are you posting it on Blue Sky, Chris? Because I will log in and vote.
I did put it on Blue Sky and Threads.
Yeah, let's
we could also ask Aaron Altoid Yoda. Maybe he might be answer.
Can we do? Can you do an all? Like, is there a way to everyone at everyone? Hey, everyone. Go. What should?
No, just goes. Epic Mickey. That's all you say.
That's all it is.
Hey, everyone, Skyward Sword or Epic Mickey?
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey.
We don't do context.
Everyone, Skyward Sword or Epic Mickey? Sword or.
Does anybody need a copy of Skyward Sword? I think I've got the old, I've got the Wii version around if you need me to send it to you.
Oh, I was gonna.
I think I own it on Switch. I'm gonna play the Switch version.
I have the Wii version. I don't know if my Wii U still works. Weren't those dying or something?
Mine's still working, thankfully.
Oh, yeah. If you don't plug in your Wii U, it decides to kill itself.
I turn it on every once in a while.
It definitely has not been plugged in like a decade.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's gone.
Might not be good.
Dead Jim.
That's why you need to periodically put in Wind Waker HD every 5 years to do maintenance on the console.
Oh, man.
Port that to Switch finally, though? Or no?
They did not.
Nope.
It's exclusive.
You can play the Nintendo online, like the GameCube version.
Yeah, the original GameCube online version.
That's so rude.
Fucking annoying.
They ported every
single Wii U. Fast sail is so nice. I love that fast sail. That it changes the wind direction to any direction you turn the face of your boat. So
yeah, and it goes faster too. But the Nintendo ported every single Wii U title to the Switch except for Skyward Sword and Twilight Princess. Like, how could you do that? Come on, leave them stranded.
They didn't do Skyward Sword.
No, they did Skyward Sword. They didn't do Twilight Princess and Wind Waker. My bad.
Yeah. Oh.
For Zelda's 30th, they did Skyward Sword.
I mean, we'll eventually get a Wii U online, won't we? In like 15 years?
Man, that's what I want. I want a subscription service for these
games. Yeah, let me pay for these old-ass games again. Thank you.
Yeah, they put Virtual Boy games on there, so.
It's probably coming in like three years, when you really want to have a migraine.
These Wii U titles run very well on the Steam Deck also. Just saying.
Oh, wow. I wonder how does that work, Javi?
I wouldn't know. I've heard, though. I've heard Legend with my ears.
Of a software.
Look up Simu.
Simu.
It auto-corrected to Seaman, so this isn't going to help.
You'll get that.
Nintendo Seaman. All right. Thanks, guys.
Wow, the Nintendo Dolphin was really weird. I'm glad they decided to go with the GameCube.
That is true.
All right, we should probably end things there. We'll probably decide here in the next 2 to 3 days whether we're playing Skyward Sword or Epic Mickey. And yeah, I guess you'll have to find out which game it is next time, listener. Thank you so much for listening.
I thought we were done. We were just shooting the shit.
I never signed off. I mean, I can sign off and Chris can copy and paste it, but that sounds like an awful lot of work.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
All right. Thank you. Thank you all for listening. And Javi, say goodbye.
Goodbye.